Iowa seems to be at the epicenter for politics this cycle, and it's not only about the congressional midterms, but also local Iowa House and Senate races. Recently, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota made a swing through Iowa on behalf of several Democrats seeking office. One of her first stops was a get-out-the-vote event with Iowa State Senate candidate Amber Gustafson. We were there and asked Senator Klobuchar why she was out working on behalf of down-ballot candidates.
This election is so much about taking back our country, about having a check and balance on the White House, and about having people's backs. And the only way you do that is by electing a new generation of leaders. And Minnesota and Iowa have something very much in common, besides a border, and that is that we are literally the epicenter for some of these close congressional races, as well as legislative races. There are six away in the state Senate, right? And we have a similar situation in the Minnesota House. So those races are important if you want to get anything done with making sure you have a good health care plans in your state and making sure that kids can afford college. But also, I think in 2016 that the Midwest got left behind, honestly. And it wasn't that the policies were bad from the national campaign. It's that there wasn't enough focus on the Midwest. So this is our moment to stand up and say, hey, Democrats can win in these states. And we can win because we put our states first and we run on pragmatic economic issues that matter to the people. And that's what this is a test of. So I don't want to act, this isn't, you know, I'd say it's the most important election. Everyone says that every year. But man, this is important for Iowa and Minnesota this time.
Final quick question about the budget, and you mentioned that. Just the other day was a released story that indicated the deficit in the United States has now ballooned to over $879 billion, I'm sorry, with a B. The tax cuts that were enacted back in December, how much has that impacted working families?
Well, the effect's going to be in the long term. And what I hate about what they've done here is that while I have supported bringing the corporate tax rate down some, more to a normal range like 24-25%, when they went down to 21%, every point they went was $100 billion. $100 billion that could have been invested into roads and bridges and rural broadband in Iowa, or could have been gone to reduce the debt. And the problem is they added $1 trillion to a debt without even trying to use, by the way, this was an opportunity lost. You could have used some of that tax bill and make an agreement, a compromise on closing loopholes, on doing some investment. You could bring some rates down like they did, and then you also could have made a long-term debt deal. They didn't do that. They just added $1 trillion. So when I think about the responsibility we have in states and people like Amber here running for the state Senate, we know that people have to balance their budgets at the kitchen table in Iowa and Minnesota. That's what they do every day. And we basically took that away from them, the Republicans did, by putting forward this tax bill that added $1 trillion to the debt. And so we're going to have to fix it, or we're going to have a debt on the shoulders of our kids and grandkids like you wouldn't believe.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Amber, congratulations. And what does it mean to have big names like Senator Klobuchar come to a door-knocking event in Iowa, for crying out loud? That's got to be rewarding for you.
It is very, very exciting. And, you know, but I was just talking with a friend of mine who, she was asking me about an event I went to last night, and she said, you know, did you go? And I said, yeah, absolutely, I went. I said, I didn't know that many people there, but I said, you know, it was an event that was being put on by the Youth Polk County Democrats and College and Young Democrats of Iowa. And I said, that's what women do. We show up for each other. We go, we support one another, even if it's not convenient, even if it's, you know, not the top thing on our list that we want to do. We show up for one another and make sure that, especially those coming after us have the resources that they need in order to be successful.
What would you like Democrats or independents or maybe even some Republicans to know about Amber Gustafson?
That I fully support education. Education is the path out of poverty. It helped me to rise up from, you know, what happened in my family circumstances. We went through the farm crisis. We lost everything. You know, I was privileged to go to school in Iowa in a time when we were really investing in education. I went to a fantastic small rural school that really prepared me to be able to go on to Iowa State. I was able to go to Iowa State because I had access to a great scholarship program, the Christina Hickson Opportunity Award program, but also Pell Grants and Stafford Loans and things that helped me to be able to graduate with low debt and get out into the workforce and start contributing and being part of the economy. And so you know, I tell people all the time on the doors, you know, hey, my opponent made some massive cuts to education in this state. And that's just not Iowa. I grew up in Iowa. We fund education. That is what we do. That is what we are known for. And I haven't had anybody disagree with me yet.
Let's talk for just a moment about the state budget, if we can. You know, this is a business news hour, and we do focus quite a bit on what's incoming and what's outgoing. Just recently, there was big information that the state had a budget surplus of $129 million that magically appeared from someplace else. How does this impact Iowans, regular working family Iowans, when we're not really sure where our budget does stand from month to month or quarter to quarter?
Well, I look at it this way. You know, at the beginning of the month, when my husband and I get our paycheck and it's deposited into our account, for that brief moment before we start paying our bills, it feels like we're, you know, flush with cash. But then we start deducting our responsibilities, our mortgage, our health insurance, you know, all of those sorts of things, buy groceries. And, those numbers start to look different. And that's kind of where we're at right now. You know, they've made massive cuts that have, created an inflated version of a budget surplus. But that's because they've neglected to pay their bills. And so, we can continue to look at phony numbers, or we can really get down into the nuts and bolts of what's going to help people in this state, and that is making sure people have access to high-quality, affordable education and fixing the Medicaid mess and making sure that women can make their own health care choices.
Final question, and it does have to do with health care. There's been much said here in Iowa about the lack of delivery of health care, especially among Medicaid recipients. What about Amber Gustafson? Where are you at on that?
Well, the privatization of Medicaid is an unmitigated disaster. It's so unfortunate, and to me it just does not reflect the moral values of this state. We take care of people in this state, whether it's neighbor to neighbor, taking care of, friends and family and that sort of thing, to, something that's implemented through the state, and it's heartbreaking, and it has a huge ripple effect on the economy in the sense that workers who are worried about a disabled child or an older adult at home not being able to get the care that they need aren't productive in their workplace. And that hurts the bottom line of every employer. So we need to make sure that families have the resources that they need to make sure their family members are taken care of so that they can go to work and give their very best selves. And to me, that's really simple math.
Thank you, Amber. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
That was Iowa State Senate candidate Amber Gustafson of Ankeny, along with U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar. To learn more about Amber, we've got a link up on our radio blog to her campaign website. Stay with us. More to come on the Business News Hour.